Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the 58th Gyanpeeth Award on Sanskrit scholar Jagadguru Rambhadracharya in New Delhi for the year 2023. Jagadguru Rambhadracharya and renowned Urdu poet and lyricist Gulzar have been selected for this prestigious award for 2023. These eminent personalities have been honored with this award for their outstanding contribution in the field of literature. Speaking on the occasion, the president congratulated both the literary personalities.
भारतीय ज्ञानपीठ इन दो शब्दों में भारत भूमि में विकसित ज्ञान तथा सृजन की परंपराओं की मूलभूत एकता व्यक्त होती है। ये एकता पूरी भारत में व्याप्त भावनात्मक सांस्कृतिक और साहित्यिक एकता की अभिव्यक्ति है। भारत की सभी भाषाओं के साहित्य में भारत की मिट्टी की महक होती है।
On the occasion, Jagadguru Rambhadracharya expressed happiness on receiving the award, saying his literary work was recognized. India has asked the International Monetary Fund to reconsider its financial assistance to Pakistan. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that a large portion of the funds will be directed towards supporting terror-related infrastructure within Pakistan. Addressing the air warriors at Air Force Station Bhuj this afternoon, he said in today's times, any form of economic assistance to Pakistan is no less than terror financing.
साथियों ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने यह स्पष्ट संदेश दे दिया है कि हमने शांति के लिए जितना अपना दिल खोल कर रखा है शांति को नष्ट करने वालों के विरुद्ध उतना ही अपना हाथ भी खोल कर रखा है एक और बात मैं यहां साफ कहना चाहूंगा कि ऑपरेशन सिंदूर अभी खत्म नहीं हुआ है जो कुछ भी हुआ है वह सिर्फ एक ट्रेलर मात्र था अब जब भी सही समय आएगा तो हम पूरी पिक्चर भी दुनिया को दिखाएंगे
Mr. Singh commended the Indian Air Force for its swift and decisive action during Operation Sindoor, stating that it made all Indians proud, both at home and abroad. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have termed the recent anti-terror operations in Kulgam and Pulwama districts as significant, resulting in the elimination of 6 terrorists. Addressing media in Srinagar, Major General Dhananjay Joshi, GOC Victor Force, IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi, and IGP Operations CRPF Mitesh Kumar provided details of the 48-hour-long operation. IGP V.K. Birdi emphasized the importance of intensified counter-terror efforts following a recent incident in Pehelgam, adding that the operations were carried out without any collateral damage.
पहले उनको सेफली उस जगह से निकाला गया और उसके बाद सिस्टमैटिकली तरीके से सर्च करी गई एक एक घर को और एक एक करके अलग अलग जगह के ऊपर इन 3 टेररिस्ट को न्यूट्रलाइज किया गया तो इस तरीके से ये दोनों जो ऑपरेशंस थे ये डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ टेरेन में हुए हैं एक जंगलों में और ऊंचे जगहों पर हुआ है दूसरा जो है वैली फ्लोर के अंदर और गाँव के अंदर हुआ है लेकिन दोनों ऑपरेशन को सक्सेसफुली जो अंजाम दिया गया वो शो करता है कि सिक्योरिटी फोर्सेज टेररिस्ट कहीं भी हो उनको
Government is planning to send multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. Sources said each delegation is expected to have a group of MPs from both ruling and opposition parties. Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh told reporters in New Delhi that Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has spoken to his party president Mallikarjun Kharge over this diplomatic outreach initiative. Over 125 top leading trade leaders from across the country have decided to boycott all forms of trade and commercial engagement with Turkey and Azerbaijan, including travel and tourism. The decision was taken at a national conference of trade leaders convened by the Confederation of All India Traders, CAIT, in New Delhi today. In a statement, CAIT said the resolution comes in response to the recent stand taken by Turkey and Azerbaijan to extend full support to Pakistan. And India's 2-time Olympic medalist and reigning world champion in javelin throw, Neeraj Chopra, will participate in his first Diamond League meet of the season in Doha, Qatar today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.